Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever really thought about dying and death? It's a morbid thought, I know. But if you ever lost a loved one to death, then you most assuredly could not help but think about dying and death. What happens when you die? What does it feel like? What do you see? What do you remember? What do you forget? Apart from being the born enemies of God, death is the most unnatural event a person faces. No one can possibly know what happens at that moment when the soul is separated from the body. The two were meant to be together forever, but death has changed all of that. Such thoughts are enough to make many people fight hard to live. Many, many people do not want to die, Christians included, and maybe even you. Why? Is it because of the fear of the unknown? That is understandable. Is it because you have a good life now and do not want to let it go? Again, understandable, but eternally dangerous. The temptation we all face is to hold on to life at all costs, including the cost of our souls. The devil lunges most strongly with this temptation when life is at its best. See how good your life is? See all that you possess and all that you have done? You don't want to lose that, do you? You don't know what is coming after death. Can you be certain that it will be better than this? So you better do what you can to make this life the best it can be and to live as long as possible. When his hour had come and his death was imminently before his face as he hung on the cross, Jesus was tempted to cling to this life too. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross and we will believe in him. Did Jesus know what death was really like? Could the Son of God, who is the life himself, even comprehend death, separation of flesh and soul? One final foothold available to the devil. Do you know what death will be like for you, Jesus? Can you be sure that God can raise you from the dead? Will he, you who are sin itself? You better hold on to this life, Jesus. Come down from this cross and at least win to your side some of those gathered around. The lure of this life is truly tempting. It is what we know from a very young age. Even when rocked by tragedies and dilemmas, we cling to this life because it is ours. It is what we know best. It is familiar to us. It is comfortable to us. The thought of that changing, the thought of death stops us in our tracks. So much so that we desire to cling to this life even at all costs. As Christians, we walk a fairly fine line between the cherishing of life and the embracing of death. God's first gift to us is life, the very real opportunity we have to live forever with Him through faith in His Son. God's Word clearly teaches us that we are to preserve and to protect life to the best of our ability. Life is sacred, we believe. It is to be greatly and highly valued. And yet, this life is not to be worshipped. It is not to be elevated above the life Himself, our Lord Jesus Christ. Because our earthly life is racked with sin, we are not to cling to it mightily. When our time to die does come, we are not to fear death or flee from it as though it were the end of us. And while there is much unknown about death, what we can know and what God reveals to us about death is that death is beaten. The final verse of our hymn of the day reads, O my God, my rock and tower, grant that in your death I trust, knowing death has lost its power, since you crushed it in the dust. Savior, let your agony ever help and comfort me. When I die, be my protection, light and life and resurrection. Life eternal springs forth from the death of Christ. If Christ had not died and was not buried in the ground, he would remain alone, because no one ever would have salvation and life in him. But because he is like that grain of wheat that has died and fallen into the ground, he bears much fruit. That is, his work of salvation has permeated into the hearts of many sinners, you and me together, creating faith that trusts in Christ, clings to Him crucified for eternal life. Because Christ has died and has been raised from the dead, we do not need to fear death. And while there are still many things unknown, uncertain, and uneasy about death, we know who has been truly dead and is alive, never to know death again. In our gospel text from John 12, Jesus cautions his disciples that whoever loves his life loses it. And whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Clinging to this life above all else is sin, breaking the first commandment and misunderstanding the fifth commandment. At the same time, we are not to consider hating this life as a work that we must do. Recognizing our sinful nature in the light of God's law and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ in the light of God's gospel is the hating of this life in this world. When we confess our sins and turn to our Lord for mercy and forgiveness, that is us giving up on ourselves. That is us letting go of this life and trusting in God that the life to come will be far, far greater with Him, comforting us and strengthening us through the still unsettling idea of death is that we have that eternal life now, here, present with us, in our grasp, our possession. Your eternal life does not begin when you die. It began in your baptism, when you were given faith to trust in Christ, when His name was put upon you. And that life is given to you in baptism, because in baptism you are given Jesus, who has been raised from the dead to eternal life, never to die again. And that life is given to you again and again in the Lord's Supper, because in that supper you are given the Lord of life Himself, who is the way, the truth, and the life. So you can let go of this life. You can give up your life when that time comes, knowing that it is not the end of you. Your life, your body and soul will be forever. And you have that forever even now. Just as God gave life to a valley of dry bones through the very power of His Word, so He will give life to your dry bones on the last day, when He returns with a triumphant Word and raises us all from death to life. And all of this because Jesus has given up His life for you. Amen. And now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ. Amen.